Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Faggy, let's hit him big time.
Uh-oh. Guess what?
There it is.
Guess what?
There it is.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Nick Caserio make a mistake drafting Derek Stingley instead of Sauce Gardner? That's a question that we've been asking. We were asking leading up to the draft. We're going to ask the guy who coached Sauce Gardner live out here at the American Heart Association Champions Lunch at King Ranch Texas Kitchen. We're going to talk to Luke Fickell, coach of the year last year in college football. Oh, by the way, 100 days away from the start of the college football season. How about that? Was Sauce the right pick? Did the Texans not get the best corner in the draft? We'll ask Luke Fickell about that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Also talk to Stanford Rout, Grumpy Ass Baseball Spo at 10:45. I got a bone to pick.
Grumpy,
with him.
Grumpy.
I think he misses COVID.
That's what I tweeted to you.
I think Adam Spillane misses COVID. Come he on, liked. Man. COVID baseball. We'll explain that at 10:35. Don't know what's going on with him. We'll also get into that weird HBO sports last night. I don't know what they accomplished yesterday. They being the defense of Deshaun Watson, rushing to get out what they got out yesterday. But we'll cuss and discuss it because it deserves our attention. And I don't want to say that the Browns, you know, made the wrong decision trading for Deshaun Watson, but the strategy that he has implemented in trying to move forward with his football life, with his brand, et cetera, I don't know that you could handle it worse than he has.
Yes, but specific to last night, which is more the news, I think Rusty Harden, brilliant. Obviously, we all know that. And Leah Graham, the attorney that was kind of wedged into the program last night, like almost like a last minute. I think that's what struck me, just sort of grasping at straws, throwing everything they can against the wall to see what sticks. And that, too, reflects on Deshaun Watson, what you're talking about, and just how bizarre it is and just how much staying power that this Deshaun Watson is going to have. It's going to have a lot of staying power, largely because of Deshaun and how he's handling it.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610, live from the American Heart Association Champions Lunch at King Ranch Texas Kitchen. Rusty Harden was on 92.3 The Fan yesterday, our sister station. And even Rusty Harden, who is doing a really good job at trying to get whatever it is he wants to get out, he's making the media rounds. And he told one of the weirdest stories at the end that I really don't know what the heck Rusty Harden was talking about. Here was Rusty Harden on 92.3 The Fan yesterday. This is one of the weirder stories that you will ever hear. I think we got it back at the studio. This is Rusty Harden. They asked him, is there anything else that you want to get out? And just listen to this and tell me, as someone, like, let's just say I'm a Browns fan and I'm trying to figure out what right. exactly Rusty Harden is talking about and what's up with Deshaun Watson. Listen to this weird story that Rusty Harden laid out yesterday on our sister station, 92.3 The Fan.
It was just one of those things, and it was an incredible, effort all over the country, really, Rusty Harden. To be able to try to spin these stories, say these things, deflect attention. It's his job, but it was pretty transparent.
Here it was. I really don't understand what the heck the point of this one was. And this is where I kind of rolled my eyes. Everything else was basically a summary of what we heard in the Between the Lines podcast. But here's Rusty Harden.
If you talk to the people that knew him there, the emails I get, I get all of these emails from women. One woman wrote me and said, I'm a 54-year-old white woman redneck. And I remember Deshaun Watson from the time he was in the fifth grade on safety patrol, escorting kids to their cars in the rain. I followed the guy all through high school. I followed that guy all the way through Clemson. And I followed him from afar. And he is a wonderful human being.
What is
well, good for her?
Redneck white woman like, as a crossing guard. What are we doing?
But again, this is about Rusty.
Do you think this is his idea, or do you think this is because part of me thinks that maybe Deshaun and whoever else advises him is saying we got to get out there now. We got to get out there in front of this. We got to figure this out, because that was really bizarre yesterday on the Real Sport. You won't believe. You'll hear it in about 10 minutes. That was one of the weirdest, like, we got to get this in type of things that I've ever seen. It was actually probably the worst effort of this whole trial.
He works for Deshaun Watson. It's not just
public opinion.
It's not just in real court. Exactly. He's trying to craft and help Deshaun Watson with the legal cases, the criminal cases, the civil cases, and now he is on the record as trying to defend him and really lobby the NFL to shorten his suspension. So that's what he's doing. He's like, hey, look at this lady, and who he called a redneck. I don't know why he brought that up, but look at this lady. She knew him since fifth grade. What a great young man he is. Well, that doesn't mean anything with what has happened. And first of all, people change. And secondly, you don't really know what's going on with everybody's life. And he's just using this as sort of crafting that image, trying to help Deshaun.
I got to get to something. We'll hear this strange defense. We'll also hear from Baseball Spo in this hour, live from the American Heart Association Champions Lunch at King Ranch Texas Kitchen. Luke Fickell coming up at 11 o'clock. I've got to ask this. And yeah. Sean Pendergast went on this rant last week. Adam Spillane went on the rant yesterday. Why do people hate the Waves so much? I'm not going to sit here and say the Waves the best thing in the world, but why is it that the Wave is one of those things that everybody just seems to hate?
You know what I think a big reason is? Because people half-ass it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, if you're going to do the Wave, I'm with you if we get into it and we do it the right way. It's like kind of a golf clap of stadium, you know, events. It's like, it was cool back in the day. It was one of those places where I think Detroit started it, if I'm remembering that right, the Detroit Tigers. And it was awesome to see the whole stadium, everybody doing it. And now it's like, I guess.
Man, well, that's because everybody's trying to follow like the lead of like the Wave is the worst thing in the world. Like Pendergast is at the game Saturday.
But which came first?
And I don't know. Like Pendergast is at the game and he's sitting. He's tweeting out how much he hates the Wave, and then Spillane's mad at the Wave. Like of all things that we're mad about, like crowd participation, the Wave just seems to be the thing. And I think like one person said it, and everyone just piled on.
Maybe
like, what's so bad about the Wave?
But did that come first, or did it come first? Like people are just half-assing this thing. Why are we doing this? You know, people don't do the Wave. If you're going to do the Wave, it should be 40,000 people or 35, whatever it is at Minute Maid Park. And let's go. Let's have an effect on the game. You know, let's try to really, really, really do something. But it's like, kind of. Some people are standing, some aren't. It peters out after about five sections. Then some, the real excited guy in the front who really wants to do it this time tries again and again and again. I think that's what it is.
The other thing is the kids love it.
Kids love it.
I think kids absolutely love it. Like, do you remember your first wave? I remember my first wave.
I don't know if I remember my first wave.
Like, am I participating in the wave now as a grown-ass man? Probably
not. Do you really?
But, yeah, I remember my first wave. It was cool. Like, kids like the wave. Baseball's a quiet game. It's a little bit too quiet. Sometimes it's a little bit too stale. I don't understand where the Pendergasts of the world, the Spillanes of the world, all the baseball people so mad at the wave. Why? What did the wave do to you? What's wrong with some crowd participation? They're doing the wave at these corny soccer matches that you watch. Like these corny,
but they're doing it with authority.
With your fake soccer fandom. Like every time I see one of these guys are like going around doing the wave.
First of all, not fake.
I thought that was supposed to be the best fans there are. So if they can do the wave, why can't we do it at the juice box?
Because they're doing it with authority. They're doing it with full participation, and they're already on their feet because soccer fans are nuts.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Another thing, and this came up today with
John
McClain. Yeah, I'm airing grievances before we get into this Watson stuff. Another thing that I got to get into, and I heard McClain talking about it. I hear people talk about it. It is one of the annual wine fests of the year. And another thing I don't get, why do people hate the Pro Bowl so much?
Now that one I'm with.
It's the week before the Super Bowl. If you don't want to watch the Pro Bowl, don't watch the Pro Bowl. What do you want these guys to do? Do you want them to strap on the pads and try to break each other's legs?
No.
They went through a gruesome football season. They're just out there messing around. It means a lot to the players. It's just a celebration. The ratings are still awesome. So now there's talk about changing the Pro Bowl, and there's like some sort of joy. You guys are going to miss the Pro Bowl because it's going to eliminate yet another thing that you can whine about.
Are the ratings awesome?
They're not bad compared to other sports. Like
I've never really paid attention.
Stuff. Yeah, the ratings are not bad. They do not do bad.
I think I'm with that side. I think the Pro Bowl.
What do you want them to do? Break each other's legs?
No, I don't want that. But I don't want to watch just like it's not even a walkthrough. Walkthroughs, like what the Texans are doing right now, are more intense than what they're doing. And so I don't want necessarily the injury factor to come into play, but they're kicking around. Roger Goodell said I think yesterday that it's not working. I think that was his quote. The Pro Bowl is not working. And something needs to change. Now what the answer is, I've heard a bunch, I've seen a bunch. I actually don't know what the answer is. But it's a joke and it's not fun to watch. I never watch it.
Then don't watch it.
I don't get it.
But at the annual the Pro Bowl, I can't believe that the Pro Bowl is going on and they're not tackling each other. Sorry, man. They've been going at it for months.
Maybe they should play a softball game.
No, they don't need it. Why do I want to watch? That's the other. Like, why do I want to watch?
Because it'll be more intense.
Play softball
with less contact.
Like this golf thing where Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are golfing against Mahomes.
That gets good ratings.
I don't need to watch those guys play golf.
A lot of people do.
Watch them play football.
Have them play like a legit softball game. Those guys will be going. Hard.
I don't want to watch softball ever. Like there's not like ESPN's trying to force feed me this like softball tournament going on right now. I don't need to watch that.
Tom Brady was knocking them, stiff yesterday.
I don't need to watch.
Took
softball.
A little BP.
Who wants to watch softball?
Sure, I'll watch that for the Pro Bowl.
I respect the softball pitcher. Shout out to all the high school softball pitchers out there. It's more in the legs than the arm. It's a fascinating game, but come on, I don't need to watch softball.
What if they had an all-time pitcher and played fast pitch softball?
I don't need to watch him play anything but football. I don't want to watch Tom Brady do anything but play football. What is it like? What is this like?
But it's the Pro Bowl. You're not watching. You can't tell me you watch the Pro Bowl.
I watch the Pro Bowl. I do.
All four quarters.
Yeah. It's a celebration of the games. There's stories.
I call BS.
I watch it. I watch it. And I also, like, there's stories. Like, it's basically like a 3-hour celebration of the season. And you hear all the stories. There's the features on what this guy did. There's the features on what that guy did. There's talk about what's going to happen in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they're just messing around. Like, I respect these guys putting their bodies on the line for whatever, 17 games now, to where if they're going out there and they just want to mess around and horse around and all that type of stuff and they want to, throw double flea flickers and not tackle each other, I'm fine with it.
Well, you're a better fan than me, or maybe you're a worse fan than me.
It depends. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, Stanford Route 1240, we'll ask him what he thinks about the about the Pro Bowl, as well as Laremy Tunsil's absence from Texans workouts. Do players care about that? We'll ask Adam Spillane why he's so grumpy and why he liked COVID baseball better than full stadium baseball. Also get an update on Jake Odorizzi and Lance McCullers, his role moving forward. Luke Fickell joining the show at 11. So we got a stacked show. But coming up next, the former Texans QB is in the news as the new one is on the field. And things are getting really weird in more ways than one. We'll discuss next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the American Heart Association Paul Bear Bryant Awards Champions Luncheon. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, former Texans QB still in the news. The new one is on the field, Davis Mills. Texans getting some work in this week. 95% participation. Only two guys not there. Malik Collins and Laremy Tunsil. The Tunsil part's interesting.
Very.
I get that different guys handle, you know, voluntary workouts different ways, but a guy who missed the last couple months of the season last year, a guy who we thought might be traded, a guy who got a new contract, one of the veterans on the team, a guy that's going to be protecting the blind side of Davis Mills, and a guy with a new coach in Lovie Smith, and a culture that's been called into question with vibes as good as they've ever been. I'm not questioning whether or not Laremy Tunsil is going to be ready to go, but it is weird that Laremy Tunsil's not here. And it did seem like Lovie Smith, he didn't necessarily call out Malik and Laremy for not being there. But make no mistake about it, he did make it clear that he would have liked for everyone to be there. And I think it would have made the most sense for a guy like a Laremy Tunsil, along with Brandon Cooks and other leaders on this team that were actually there, to have been there.
I think it's a matter of personal pride, and Laremy Tunsil missed the boat. Let's just be honest, you know, because if somebody tells you or you hear about a certain aspect of your personality that they think is a shortcoming, what do you hate that people say about you that you try to disprove? I don't know. Just Landry Locker always gets to the office late, which, by the way, for the record, he gets there early. I'm just saying, let's say they always get to the office. He always gets to the office early.
What the hell are you talking about?
No, let me explain. So let's say there's a reputation out there. People are tweeting about that. People are telling you, why do you get to the office late? Why do you get to the office late? Wouldn't you, out of a matter of personal pride, want to get to the office early to prove them wrong? And so that's what I'm saying. And just to reiterate, he does, and he gets there early. I'm just using that as an example. If Laremy Tunsil has heard, well, he's quitting on the team, well, he's really not hurt that bad, you know, he doesn't want to play the rest of the season, wouldn't you want to be at the first opportunity to be on the field with your teammates? That's what I'm talking about. Just the personal pride factor of Laremy Tunsil. He should have been there.
Well, I don't even know if it's personal pride. I just think with when you're rebuilding a culture and you have a new coach and you have a new situation and there's kind of a revived commitment to you to where that uncertainty that we had last year isn't there. It just seems like it wouldn't be a personal pride thing. To me, personal pride a lot of times comes across as phony. Like you're fake hustling. Like you're just trying to eliminate some sort of perception about you. But the showing up to the office early type of example, like that is phony to me. I just think when you're building a culture, you need like guys who are actually like bought in. And that's what they always say. So I don't even think it has anything to do with personal pride. I just think a guy like Laremy Tunsil, I think it goes a long way for the guys in the locker room to be able to look to their left side and see one of their best players out there who they were without last year for like 2 months.
But that's what I'm talking about. I think it is that personal pride thing because of what you just said there at the end. Like my teammates need to know what they're hearing is not true. And it's not a matter of like – trying to dispel some myth just for show. No, it's like, guys, I'm with you. We have a brand new offensive line. We have a brand new offensive line coach. I'm here, and it's because I want to be here. Don't listen to the outsiders. I don't think – I mean, I guess conceivably it could be just for show, but I think if you have any pride in yourself at all, you're like, guys, that's not the way this is. That's not what I'm doing.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. HBO Real Sports with Brian Gumbel yesterday. Deshaun Watson was the focal point of this. I'll be honest, a lot of it was stuff that we'd already heard, that we already knew from a couple of the accusers. But it got really interesting at the very end. We'll present that to you. But before we do, here is Ashley Solis. And this is something that Rusty Harden brought up yesterday that kind of caught our attention. Rusty Harden has made it clear, and I thought it was strange that he said it the way he did, that only, admittedly, only three of the 22 lawsuits, according to them, ended with sexual intercourse or sexual encounters, whatever it is. Only three out of 22. Okay, congratulations on that. Like, that's okay. Whatever you say, Rusty. Here was Ashley Solis and her response. And this to me was that this was the like from her, from the part that she was featured in and the other accuser was featured in. This was the new stuff and the new like defense of counter to the defense of Deshaun Watson that I thought was interesting from Ashley Solis yesterday on HBO.
Watson's attorney has said that Watson never engaged in any behavior that wasn't mutually desired by the other party.
I'm not a sex worker. I am a massage therapist. And for them to say that anything was consensual, either they don't realize or they don't care about the danger that puts me in, because that gives a message to people that massage therapists do those kind of things.
First of all, extremely believable, which she has been in the past. And you said, we've heard a lot of this stuff, but I think, and the nation has heard a lot of it too, but I think when you put it out there in this context, at this moment, when so much is on the line for Deshaun's season and for these ladies, obviously, it was very believable and it resonated. I think it really did resonate. And that's the perspective of someone basically saying, that's a lie. That's not what I do. And I think that just resonates.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know what exactly I would love to hear like the cross-examination of Deshaun Watson. And we'll hear from a member of Harden and Associates who I thought probably should have set out yesterday.
Yes, me too.
She probably should have. Laremy Tunsil and Leah Graham should have switched places. Laremy Tunsil should have been in action yesterday, and Leah Graham should have been sitting on the sidelines. I don't know what in the hell Harden and Associates was thinking yesterday. And Rusty talked about, you know, high five moments. There is no way
that someone as smart as Rusty Harden was sitting at home watching this HBO sports thing, and he saw his coworker and another Watson attorney, Leah Graham, go up there and was high-fiving.
No way.
There's no way.
No way.
If anyone was high-fiving, it had to have been Tony Busby and members of the accusers' legal team. Because I don't know what the heck that was. We'll hear it in a sec. But it made absolutely it made very little sense. And this notion that like 3 of 22 and it happened after and all that type of stuff, like what is the process for that? That's the other thing. She said some crazy things and they just should have sat out. You'll hear it in a second. You'll understand just how bizarre it was. But we'll get into that. Luke Fickell coming up at 11 o'clock. Baseball Spo coming up in 15 minutes. He's as grumpy as he's ever been. But coming up, the message Rusty Harden's team really wanted to get out yesterday. I'm not exactly sure why. They probably should have pulled a Laremy Tunsil. We'll explain next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It,
presented by Flying Saucer Draft Emporium. You're in the loop
on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, I'll be honest. I was watching the HBO Real Sports yesterday with Bryant Gumbel. Adam Spillane joining us shortly. Baseball Spo, grumpy as he's ever been. Update on Odorizzi. Lance McCullers on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline, as well as I got to get him to explain why the Wave sucks so much. I don't know where this started, but he's one of many that feel that way. So the two accusers of Deshaun Watson spoke, and I'm not minimizing what they're saying. I'm just saying we'd heard it before. Like, we've been following the thing for over a year, so we've heard all this stuff. We've heard Ashley Solis speak. We've read every single claim against him multiple times. So for a lot of the country, I'm sure it was, like, really eye-opening, but for me, it was stuff that we had already heard just on a bigger stage and on a bigger platform. As the piece concluded, though, and I was getting ready to turn back to the basketball game, Bryant Gumbel goes on the TV screen, and he says this. This was Bryant Gumbel yesterday on HBO Sports after the conclusion of the piece with Deshaun Watson's accusers. He said this.
Although Deshaun Watson and his legal team repeatedly declined our request to be interviewed as this story was being prepared, they asked at the 11th hour if they could still be heard. So yesterday, via remote, Soledad O'Brien spoke with one of Watson's attorneys, Leah Graham.
Okay, so I hear that and I'm like, damn, you know what? I wonder why Deshaun Watson's team decided, despite the fact Rusty Harden had said multiple times, and despite the fact I think Rusty Harden actually did a good job of getting his message across in the Between the Lines podcast, despite that, Rusty Harden's team wanted to speak, and I immediately thought, well, there must be something riveting coming up, and I'm assuming that Rusty Harden, as smart as he is going to do a good job of sending one of his representatives, Leah Graham, up there to present the message that they thought was just so important to get out.
When I heard that, my first thought was scrambling. It's scramble mode. Because they've had, as you just heard Gumbel say, multiple opportunities. Hey, do you want to sit down? You want to talk? You're already behind the curve, so to speak, if you all of a sudden are just scrambling at the last minute to get something out there. And that was a bad look.
Here was Leah Graham, one of Harden's attorneys. This is the first thing that she put out there, and this is where I was kind of like, damn.
Me too.
Probably should have set this one out.
Why would the public believe one man versus 22 different women?
Well, I think there's two answers to that. First, it's 22 women. It's one lawyer. There's only one lawyer who was willing to take these cases. And as we know from Ashley Solis' deposition, Mr. Busby was not the first, probably not even the second or third lawyer that she went to, but he was the only one to take her case. Why? Not because it had merit, but because he would use these cases to increase his social media following and, quite frankly, to get on shows like this one. And I would argue that the inquiry should be focused on Mr. Busby's conduct, not Deshaun. Because when you start looking into how we got to 22 cases, he went on social media immediately to create vague statements, vague allegations about behavior that needed to be stopped, and then solicited clients to say, call me. And they did.
Okay, so.
No, this is bad. This is beyond the pale for me.
Why?
Because she's basically saying, this is all Tony Busby. She basically said he put together a conspiracy of sorts to take down Deshaun Watson for his own benefit. Social media and public relations and his ability to kind of grow his brand. What are you saying? She knows better than that. Of course she did. And to do this and just deflect all of a sudden, look, let me tell you what's going on. This is Tony Busby, man. Has nothing to do with Deshaun Watson. He's trying to take our guy down. That's borderline, if not on the line of irresponsible.
Well, and it's weird that this was, like, so important to get in last minute. That's what I don't understand. I don't know what the, like, one – there's only one lawyer. Like, are there normally multiple lawyers? I'm not familiar in this.
It varies.
Love to ask someone about it. But that was interesting. I think Tony Busby likes clout, but I don't know that he's going to take on this just for the clout. But that was weird. And then it got even stranger. Here was Leah Graham on HBO Sports talking about the argument over just 3 out of 22 being consensual.
Deshaun Watson has insisted that in these massages that he was looking for nothing other than professional services. But we know he did have sex with three women, right? Oral sex with two, vaginal sex with another. So how do you explain unintentionally ending up having sex with people who are giving you professional massages?
Well, in every massage, I will tell you he did go intending just for a professional massage. In only those three instances where sexual conduct occurred, consensual sexual activity, it occurred after the massage session had ended, and Mr. Watson has testified and is insistent that that sexual activity was initiated by the plaintiff in every single instance.
And I'm confused by that. I would love to hear some elaboration. So, I mean, you can't even like, and again, I don't know what Deshaun did or didn't do. I haven't been one to say that. She just straight up said, though, she said that he went in there not expecting anything and basically said one thing led to another and the women came on to him 3 out of 22 times. That's not basically what she said. That is what she said right there. That's just if she's telling the truth, that's just weird to me.
And putting it on the women, of course, which is if it hadn't been Tony Busby, it's been the women. And again, maybe that is the truth. I'm with you. You know, we don't know what happened, and it could easily be that. But the bizarre nature of you're holding this guy up. You're telling Rusty Harden's telling stories about his fifth grade teacher, or whatever it was, his neighbor, whatever, whomever that was, and what a great upstanding person he is. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Here's the final one from Leah Graham of Harden and Associates, talking about the no regrets comment. And again, you can get caught off guard. I get caught off guard 4 hours a day. So sometimes you get put on the spot. The thing here that I don't get, and I don't know if this is like the other side of the Watson camp, just feeling like they need to get something out, but you waited till the 11th hour to get this message out there. Right. And if you think this did you any favors, you're dumb. Yeah. And I don't think Rusty Harden's dumb. So I don't know whose idea this was. Like, I don't get it. But here was the walk-off by Leah Graham on the no regrets comment from Deshaun at the press conference.
He said he has no regrets. Is that still true? He has no regrets?
As he testified in his depositions last week, yes, he has no regrets because he did nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong in these massages. And although, to your first question, how can he be innocent? I think the real question is, what evidence is there of any guilt? Two grand juries in two separate jurisdictions looked at these cases and found that there was no credible evidence that a crime had occurred. And I'll tell you, based on our civil investigation, our civil discovery, there is no credible evidence that Mr. Watson should be held civilly liable.
All right. There you go. There's the walk-off. I mean, she's right about the criminal
stuff.
No,
she is. She's right. But the regrets thing goes back to the position you put yourself in.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't regret that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a legal thing. Who knows?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you live from the American Heart Association Champions Lunch at King Ranch, Texas Kitchen. Let's go to the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. Let's talk to our guy, Baseball Spo.
Who they want, who they want, who they want, who they want, who they want. Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo.
Adam Spillane, you grumpy SOB, you. Why do you miss COVID baseball? That's the question we want to know. This is a tweet from you yesterday during the game. Quote, "This game is starting to drag, and now some idiot behind the Astros dugout has started the wave. Empty ballparks were really underrated. Why does Baseball Spo want COVID back? And why do you, like many others, take out your frustration on the creativity and the greatness of the wave?"
Wait, how is the wave created? Explain that to me.
Why is the wave so? Why does the wave get the wrath? I feel like baseball parks are too dry. Do you remember your first wave as a kid? It was one of the best moments of my life. You remember how fun that was as a kid, and you're just trying to take away the fun. What did the wave do to you, and why do you miss COVID baseball?
Listen, if a kid wants to start the wave, that's fine. Go ahead and do it. But if you're grown and doing it, sitting in your expensive seats behind a dugout, no, stop. Be better than that. And do you know how great of a parking spot I had during the COVID season? I mean, I'm just saying.
Now we get to it.
You ever park in lot C when it's 98 degrees at 2:30 on a Wednesday? That's not a fun experience. So, hey, bring it back.
My goodness. So you do miss empty ballparks.
Yeah, absolutely. Does that make me a bad person?
Kind of. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
It happens sometimes.
All right, so let's get to some hardball here. With the updates, first of all, Lance McCullers and Jake Odorizzi, what are you seeing? What do you know?
So let's start with Odorizzi. He threw a 25-pitch bullpen yesterday at Minute Maid Park. This is 8 days after he was taken off the field on a stretcher in Boston. And when we talked last week, I mean, we just kind of assumed that we're not going to see him again this season. So it's pretty miraculous that this is even happening at this point. He said last week that he heard a pop when he got hurt in Boston. So he's going to come back at some point. It's just a matter of when. He got hurt on Monday in Boston, and then he was throwing by Friday. He shed the boot, I think, even the day before that. He was doing a little bit of dry work in the bullpen yesterday. He was doing that on Monday. Pitching out of the bullpen was big, and throwing off the mound was big because you're dealing with the slope and you're dealing with that foot and that ankle. So you're putting some stress on it there. He says that he's not pain-free. So that's really the big thing right now, is getting to the point where he is being able to throw off the mound without pain. And once he's able to do that, he'll be able to go on a rehab assignment, and he'll be back pretty quick. I mean, this is not an arm injury. An arm injury, you're shut down from throwing. He's been throwing a lot, so it's not going, you know, there's no buildup that's going to come with this injury. So whenever he is, you know, ready and pain-free, they'll send him out on a rehab assignment, and he could be back a whole lot quicker than any of us thought he was going to be back when this whole thing happened last week. McCullers, again, it's baby steps with him. And on Sunday, he threw off the mound for the first time. It was only 10 pitches, and it was not on the rubber. It was in front of the rubber, a couple of feet in front of the rubber, so that they could control the velocity a little bit and keep him right at around 80 miles an hour. He said on Monday that he felt good after everything checked out. He has felt good, and he's felt normal at every single step of this rehab. So, again, it's going to be a while. We're not talking, you know, a couple of weeks for him to come back. He's still got to go through, you know, everything else and pitch off the mound and throw bullpens and face hitters. And he'll have to make multiple rehab starts or multiple starts in the minor leagues before he can return. But everything is trending the right direction for him.
Talking to Baseball Spo on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. One of my favorite moments of the Baseball Spo appearances during the 2022 season came when Yimi Garcia didn't get his championship ring when you wanted him to get it. In case anyone missed it, let's go back a few weeks ago. Adam Spillane, the only guy in town upset by the treatment of Yimi Garcia. And I promise there's a method to this madness, because I want to see if there's a balance between your previous distaste in something that happened earlier this week.
Spo said Yimmy Garcia got disrespected. I got to hear this.
This is something only I care about. I'm sorry. But, so Yimmy Garcia's back with the Blue Jays, mm-hmm. and they give him his AL champion.
Yes.
And to me, that's something that you do on the field right before the game, acknowledge him to the crowd, let him get a nice cheer from the crowd. The Astros didn't do that.
Oh, my. This is so Spalletti right here.
They gave him his AL championship ring on Sunday morning. It was like 11:15, 11:20. There was never any acknowledgement. There was no video board. Welcome back, Yimmy Garcia. Thanks for helping us go to the World Series last year. There was none of that. I just found that to be disrespectful. Make it a thing. Make the guy feel good.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be.
It's Yimmy Garcia, man.
They don't go to the World Series without Yimmy Garcia. They just don't.
You might be right.
It's not hard to do that on Friday at 6:55. Like, hey, Yimmy, welcome back. Thanks for everything you did. Here's your ring. And let the crowd cheer you a little bit.
All right, Spo. I get you were upset about Yimmy Garcia. But Miles Straw tribute videos might be going a little bit too far.
You're not wrong. But if you can do it, it doesn't cost you anything, do it. But here's the other thing with Straw. They gave him his AL championship ring yesterday at 3:55.
There
so
you go.
If you're gonna do the tribute video, why not just give him the ring at the same time? I don't get it. And giving him the ring was it's a cool moment. It was Dusty Baker with Gary Pettis, and Gary Pettis was really a huge influence on Straw coming up. And so that's a nice moment. But again, just do it in front of the crowd. I don't get why they don't do it in front of the crowd. So that's my whole thing with that. That's not going to change. They've got some guys that are coming back over. The next month or so, it doesn't look like they're going to do it because they.
What are they going to do for Correa?
Yeah, that's what I was bringing up yesterday. What are they going to do with Correa? And put a statue up?
Well,
if Miles Straw's getting a tribute video, what's happening with Correa? Are they naming the ballpark after him? He getting part ownership?
Remember they did their look back video at the 2021 season on opening day or the home opener, and Correa's it's time homer was not featured on that video. You would think that was a pretty big moment that season. They didn't put that in there. He's coming back with Joe Smith, so they could probably just kind of do something together. But no, Correa will get a video. He should get a video. But my guess is that he'll get his AL championship ring the next day at 3:55 in front of nobody. So there you go.
My goodness. You know, the thing that resonated with me when I saw, and you just talked about it, with Odorizzi, he's still not pain-free. I'm like, and maybe I'm just, I don't know, jaded. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's coming back in 8 days. These things tend to flare up. These things tend to maybe drag on, especially when he's saying something like that. Are we sure it's going to be, sooner rather than later?
Yeah, it's tough because he didn't have a timetable. No one's setting a timetable for it. It's just a matter of, when he is able, once he's not feeling pain in that foot or in that ankle, they're not technically saying even where it's at. They're calling it a lower left leg tendon strain. Once he's not feeling pain, then that's when it's going to happen quick. Because once he's not feeling any pain, then he can, boom, quickly go out on a rehab, and you don't have to worry about building up his pitch count or anything like that. So whenever it's just a matter of when is he going to be pain-free. Once he's pain-free, the process is quick. It's just the process of getting to be pain-free. That takes a little while. But the fact that he's throwing basically every single day and that he was able to throw a 25-pitch bullpen and able to throw all of his pitches, that's a sign that things are trending in the right direction.
Baseball Spo, Adam Spillane, one of the grumpiest guys this side of the Mississippi. Always a pleasure, my friend.
I am happy to do it and happy to just throw a cloud over everyone's sunshiny day.
Nah, I'm just giving you a hard time. One of the best baseball brains in town, one of the best basketball brains in town, one of the best sports minds in town. At Adam Spillane on Twitter on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline every Wednesday at 10:35. Appreciate you, man.
Sure thing, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, there we go. Right. Baseball Spo on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. Coming up was passing on Sauce Gardner at number 3. Was it a mistake by Nick Caserio? We'll talk to his head coach, Luke Fickell, live out here at the American Heart Association's championship lunch at King Ranch Texas Kitchen. Luke Fickell joins the show next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.